Hello everyone and welcome to ArsenalNewsBlog.com. This is the mini podcast previewing the Chelsea versus Arsenal game, which is of course this Sunday. Before we crack on with that, let's just touch upon what's happened since the last mini podcast. We've had the close of the transfer window, where of course we signed no one on the final date. So Sol Campbell was our only addition. I don't know about you, but I remained slightly hopeful that something may come through, a shock deal. Pressing refresh even after the 5 p.m. deadline on the official Arsenal website, but nonetheless, no one. Okay, so we remain with this squad until the summer now. What else has happened? Well, Chelsea drew at Hull. That was a big result. That was a surprise result. No one could have predicted that. It probably ruined a few betting slips, I imagine. I think, and what that has done is it's a bit of a tease, really, isn't it? Because I think we pretty much thought we were dead and buried after losing against Manchester United, but Chelsea's draw means that if we win on Sunday at Stamford Bridge, then we're 3 points within Chelsea, who may or may not be leading come the end of the weekend, depending on Manchester United's result on Saturday. So we could, you know, this is incentive. This is the chance for the players to really show that they've got a bit of metal and they can bounce back from what was a humiliating loss. We're going to touch on the team news. It seems, Vela's out and Eduardo is unavailable. So the only doubt that we've got is over Diaby, who is, according to Wenger, a maybe. Fingers crossed he's available. He is free to take part because, as mentioned, he's a vital player for us. He offers that drive from midfield we don't really have in abundance. And he'll slot in nicely in the trio. It'll be Song, Fabregas and Diaby. That's a really good threesome in there. If Diaby doesn't make it, let's put Ramsey in, because none of us are particularly excited about Danielson's form right now. I presume that Bentner will start. If he doesn't start, I'll be staggered, to be honest with you. He's got to start, and he has to start up top in the central role. Arshavin on the left. Get Arshavin back out on the channel so he can run from deeper at players. And Bentner, he's got a big job. It's a big game for him. He has to prove he can hold up the ball. Wenger likes Van Persie in that role because Van Persie's got exquisite control. Bentner's not renowned for his killer touch, but it's certainly something. Sometimes he's shown flashes of quality technique, other times pretty heavy touches. But he's got to be a physical presence up there. His job is to draw the players in and then pop it off to a teammate, hold up play, and it's going to be a big ask for him against Terry and Carvalho. But I think, you know, he doesn't lack confidence, does he? So this is something he'll be up for. So we're presuming that we'll have Arshavin on the left and Bentner in the middle. And then on the right channel, I've just been recently tempted to think, well, why don't we throw Theo Walcott in there? I think with our system, we play the 4-3-3. I know Walcott has had a really iffy term in terms of fitness and form. But the 4-3-3, Arshavin works out there because he's got a pace, he's got injection acceleration. When we play sides like Bolton, for example, and they sit deep, and we've got someone like Rosicki on the right channel, he does a job because he's got an eye for a pass and he can come deep and he works himself into space. He's not really looking to get in behind players though. Whereas Walcott, he can press high and he can offer some acceleration going forward and also coming back. And he might scare, I know that he's not playing well, but he may scare the opposition, and especially Ashley Cole, who's having a good season. He may scare him and he may actually restrict his movement forward. Cole had, unfortunately, a very good game against us at the Emirates Stadium. And I think that if we can get Walcott and say, look, just try and peg him back a bit, and that might limit Chelsea a little. It's a big game, no question, for Theo Walcott if he does play. And I'm backing him to do a role for us. We've got the game. Only a few seconds left on the podcast, so I'll just try and round things up quickly. Confidence is not particularly high, so I'm going in there not too optimistic. I was actually optimistic about the United game, and look what happened there. So maybe being not very confident this weekend could work for us. We were the last league team to beat Chelsea in the league at Stamford Bridge, but that was with Robin Van Persie, of course. But you never know. Could pull on those resources. Plus, the Terry saga. I won't talk about it too much with lawyers lurking. But the Terry saga, could that work in our favour? It may detract. It may ruin Chelsea's focus. So, fingers crossed. All right then, people. Well, I'll probably do one mini podcast on Monday. And hopefully I'll be talking about a victory. Thanks very much.